There are some signs that efforts to slow the surge of opioid overdoses are working, but the death toll is still grim. Narcan or naloxone, the drug that reverses the effects of many overdoses, is becoming more widely available. Good thing, says Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker.
We lost 1,500 people in Massachusetts in 2015, but my own speculation based on the amount of data I've seen makes me think that the number without Narcan would have been north of 5,000. And it has a ton of still negative momentum.
Baker and his five New England colleagues agree on a few ways to try to stop that momentum. One is requiring that doctors limit their use of opioids, such as OxyContin or Vicodin, to treat acute pain. But just how low should they go? Massachusetts and Maine recently imposed 7-day caps on first-time opioid prescriptions. A new law in Vermont sets a lower limit, in the range of just 10 pills. Rhode Island Governor Gina Raimondo says the governors are trying to coordinate these regulations.
So, for instance, in Rhode Island, we're making a push towards a 5-day limit for an initial prescription. And you heard from other governors, they're going in the same direction. Since a lot of people cross borders, and we want to be as coordinated as possible.
The governor spoke to an international conference of physicians who prescribe or study opioids and urged them to cut back on their own. Dr. Paul Sloan, a conference co-chair, is professor of pain medicine at the University of Kentucky. He says doctors are thinking about the minimum amount needed to cope with acute pain.
We as physicians just have to work with that. That's the environment which we're in when we're trying to deal with a public health issue. There's just no way around that.
The Massachusetts Medical Society says just under 5,000 physicians have taken new online courses on responsible opioid pain management since the beginning of the year. But there are lots of stories about doctors or dentists who are still sending patients home with a 30-day or greater supply of opioid painkillers. The New England governors are also pledging to increase efforts to stop the street supply of heroin, fentanyl, and other addictive drugs. But Vermont's Peter Shumlin says that's a more difficult problem.
We should keep doing all the things we can to slow down illicit drugs into this country, but no one's figured out the silver bullet of how to get that done. I do believe I have the answer for reducing this crisis. It is stop passing out opiates like candy.
Shumlin blames pharmaceutical firms and the FDA for making opioids widely available. He says the next president should fire everyone at the FDA who has signed off on increasingly powerful pain drugs. In response to Shumlin's critique, an FDA spokesperson sent a speech in which the agency commissioner talks about the difficulty of balancing a drug's pain benefit against its potential for misuse. In Boston, I'm Martha Biebinger for Rhode Island Public Radio.